You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Because I'm so devoted to this program, I get up early. That's right. To record this for you because I care. That's the kind of devotion I feel to you, the loyal listeners of All Marine Radio. I hope you appreciate that. It's my house. So on a Wednesday, good morning to you. The last 24 hours have been a a whirlwind. Why? Well, that's a good question. Why? Honestly, probably one of the exciting things about going to Quantico is that a lot of people came and saw post-traumatic winning. And they ain't over it. And, which is a good thing. So, getting ready to go do it again. So, that's pretty exciting. And, so we'll do it again after we do it for Ellen Dunford on the 3rd. We'll go ahead and do it on the 4th, back in Quantico. So, that's pretty cool. And then yesterday, I officially became a merchant. That's right. Yesterday, I So if you want to make a payment using your Visa card, MasterCard, American Express, call me. I don't really know what you're going to pay for, but I will process the money. So, in fact, what do you even care if what you have to pay for, right? Like, look, you've never seen an armored car following a hearse. Okay, you know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. You cannot take it with you. Yeah, you cannot take it with you. So, having said that, why not make a payment to All Marine Radio? So, let me know. Shoot me an email if you'd like to pay. You just, I don't know, just call it a wellness payment. There you go. Hey, Mac, I'd like to make a wellness payment. No problem. So that's going on today. But no, excited. Excited that gonna do it again. And then my boy George Gonzalez, who's a buddy of Mike's. Mike is a member. He made us stop talking about it because I just kind of made fun of him once. So we don't talk about the fact that Mike's like a citizen's policeman. Yeah, remember? He got all pissy about it. So anyway, Mike's boss is a guy named George. Okay? Now, as scheduling this on April 5th, on April 4th, on April 4th, on April 3rd, I'll be in D.C. doing the thing for Mr. Dunford. On April 4th, and I don't like to fly out that day because what happens is people say, hey, could I talk to you? Hey, are you going to be around? And I don't like to say, no, I got to catch a plane. I'm leaving. So I don't do that. So what I do is I stay an extra day. Well, some people don't. Some people don't particularly care for that. Okay. Because they don't like to spend the extra money. So if I have to, I pay it out of my own pocket. So spending the night on Thursday, so I'll do it down in Quantico and then fly out Thursday early evening and then fly to Dallas, Texas, where the gunner will meet me. And then, so we're going to do something on Saturday. So we're going to be in, you know, Granbury all day Friday. And, a listener, a buddy of Mike's, this is how I'll link the story back. A buddy of Mike's, his name is George Mendoza, who's a fan of the program. Mike turned him on to it, so it's pretty cool. And so George is Mike's boss in the Citizen Patrol. So I sent George a text. I said, hey, man, we're doing nothing. I'm going to be down there. Why don't you see if you can put it together? I know it's short notice, right? But, you know, you could always try. So, lo and behold, George, being the man that he is, we're gonna do something that Friday evening. So it's kind of screwed up dinner plans, but that's all right. That's all right. So anybody who's gonna come Friday night talk about trauma, right? We'll see how that goes. But anyway, what we talked about is like, look, Mike and I have done it for small audiences before. Okay. The key thing is to have people, a few people see it and start a conversation in the community about it. And so that will certainly happen. So yeah, All Marine Radio and its fans, George, that's right, getting after it. So that's cool. That is cool as cool can be. So very pleased about it. So that's what I was doing yesterday. I was coordinating with different people, making sure that schedule's lined up, and also dealing with Bank of America. Yeah, let me give a shout out to Allie at Bank of America, right? My favorite business banking person in the whole wide world. So I can process your credit card transactions. That's right. I did say credit card transactions. So, yeah. Believe you me, man. It's on. So exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. And, gonna make our way around the planet and process your Visa and MasterCard and American Express transactions all at the same time. That's right. All right. So, with all of that said, all right, good morning to you on a Wednesday, hump day. So yeah, right now I'm flying someplace between Southern California and Washington, D.C. We're headed for the big gala event for the it's coming to me for Hilvet 100. 2018 Tribute Gala starts Thursday at 5:30. It is in Washington, D.C., adjacent to the White House, right across the street from the White House, at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. All right. Well, it's not right. You know where Lafayette Square is? Yeah. It's on the which is on the side away from the mall, so you see the ellipse, right, and then you see the lawn, you see the White House, blah 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 blah. On the far side, on the back side of that, right, between the White House and K Street, for those of you that are familiar, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is there, so that's what it'll be. So going there to and again, I would be remiss if I didn't thank Ken Falk and my buddy Josh Goldberg, who I hope I'll see. And so I'll go there and go to that thing to not rub elbows so much as to make contacts and see what else we can dredge up for post-traumatic winning. And so looking forward to it. Back to D.C. and then back here on another quick trip. So that's for right now where I'm flying to. But as I said before, I hope you note, so committed to this program that I got up at the crack of dawn. That's right, on the West Coast, to be the program moderator that I am. So good morning to you. Thanks for listening on this Wednesday. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the news. We'll talk about that. And as I predicted, that's right. Remember, yesterday I said, how do you think it's going to work that the Pentagon's trying to transfer $1 billion to build a wall and then ask for another $9 billion in new funding? Hold on, let me give out my crystal ball. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the dumbest of them all? That's not a crystal ball. Well, it's kind of a crystal ball. The mirror, the talking mirror. Anyway. Yeah, that didn't go so well yesterday. Did not go so well yesterday. Next question. If it was Hillary Clinton that was president and she was investigated for, let's just say they appointed a special counsel and they did an investigation into her server and all that, and she was exonerated. They said, look, there's no there. But we're not going to release the investigation. What would all of us have said then? Most of the people that listen to this program are, well, conservatives or moderates. Well, there might be some liberals out there. I don't know. So what would all you conservatives have said to that? Would you have screamed, that needs to be released? I think you probably would have, right? I think you probably would have. That's my sense of it anyway. That's my sense of it. So, what's served by not releasing the investigation? Now, the police people among us will say, well, you know, investigations, you know, they go down roads all the time that don't lead to any place. And all's that investigation, the only thing that's going to happen to it is that it's going to get weaponized. It's going to get leaked and weaponized. Hell, the White House is going to weaponize it and jam it up everybody's ass who took them on. So, I'm kind of curious what purpose it serves that we suppress it, other than political. It certainly serves a political purpose. The president and his crew, well, they can't mine it politically. They can only mine the fact that Mueller found no basis in the collusion case. So, I've thought about that here the last day or so. Should it be released to the public? And I don't really have a, I can't think of a, what's the compelling reason not to release it? And I can tell you, from the Democrats' perspective, right, what are they going to do? They're calling Mueller a liar? Jim Comey calling Mueller a liar? Comey, right? Huh? The village idiot now. Yeah, it's awesome to have, to consider that we had the village idiot, right? And Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa, whatever her name, right? Those political characters were at the top of the FBI. And to me, I do want to see. I want to see a special, you know, prosecutor, whatever we called Mueller. I want to see the same intellectual rigor given to finding out what exactly, how did that stuff start? Why did it start? I want to know. Because to me, if that whole thing happened deliberately, which it looks like it did, and then you had people that hated Donald Trump that acted as accelerators, right? John McCain, right? And if you had Hillary Clinton's political campaign paying for it, I think we know what that is, right? It's called political hit job. And then if you had the FBI bite on that stuff, and they bid on it for what reason? And now you have the little data point that came out last week that said, in spite of what they said publicly, in spite of what President Obama said publicly, that the DOJ did tell the FBI, don't go near that. That dog doesn't hunt. To me, there's too many nasty little bits for that just to say, okay, we're done with it. Right? We're done with it. And so to me, the people that did that, that put the country through this, what, for the last 2 years, they should be held accountable for what they did. And if you think that you can just unleash that shit into politics, into the media, and into the nation, and there is no repercussions, right? Remember, the scales of justice are balanced. They don't just tilt one way. And I hope that happens. But back to my other point. What purpose does it serve not to release that, right? What purpose does it serve not to release that? And I don't know that it serves a purpose not to release it. Certainly the Democrats would like to see it released. That way they can get, you know, their cannon fodder from it. Now, the interesting part of it is it hasn't been leaked yet. So I wonder how it exists, right? Mueller gives it to Barr. What happens? How many copies are made? Who gets it? Because you know what I know, once it exists electronically, that thing's everywhere. So I'm curious, what is the protocol for that? There is one report, and one report only. And Bob Mueller controls it. He gave those controls, both electronic and the only copy that exists in paper, there's only one, to William Barr. I'd be curious, how do they control that? Because you know, once it exists electronically and multiple people have it, there you go. All right. So, with all that said, once again, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Happy Wednesday. Done, and it's dedicated to the people still fighting the base housing thing. I'm not sure that thing's getting even close to getting better. The things that I hear, and you're going to hear Lee Tuttle tomorrow. She's the wife of a Green Beret. She was on, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and you're going to hear from her about. The fight that, you know, that people still don't feel comfortable going to commands, that, you know, husbands don't feel comfortable getting involved in it. And so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what progress has been made and where this issue's going. And if it's going to go down the same rail that the water event at Camp Lejeune went down and the other ways that, you know, the DOD has poisoned people and then turned their back and walked away from that liability. So this is dedicated to Lee and all the other people that are fighting that fight. And hopefully we don't lose sight of it because they need our support to tell Congress, you need to make this right, right? You need to make them whole financially for those people that have had to spend their own money on this ridiculous nonsense. And you also need to provide for the people that you've physically injured and in some cases mentally injured for the rest of their life. You need to enroll them in some kind of medical program, whether it's, you know, I don't even know what it is. So, this is dedicated to them.
Our flag comes through to America. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. They told him to keep the monkeys in the cage because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran, but, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. We are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
These temperatures are a little bit earlier than I'm, like an hour and a half earlier than I'd normally give them. So they're a little bit colder. Sunny and 33 in Quantico. But it's going to warm up there. Check the weather last night. It is sunny and 39 at Camp Lejeune. They've got two weather alerts. What's my threshold, two or three? I think it's three. They've got a gale warning, they've got three, so thank God I checked it. They've got a local pollen alert. They've got a special weather statement. What does that mean? That's never a good thing. So we'll investigate that. A light freeze or patchy frost possible in sheltered inland locations late tonight and early Wednesday. A very cold air mass has moved into eastern North Carolina. As high pressure builds from the north. That means warm weather, high pressure. We like that. There's also gale warning. So there you have it. The latest weather from eastern North Carolina. It is dark, cloudy, and 51 already in Granbury, Texas. So it's warming up in Texas. 29 Palms, dark, cloudy, and 53. Camp Pendleton, cloudy, and 52. Whoa. Okinawa, clear, dark, and 70 degrees. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, cloudy and 70. Getting warmer everywhere. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is cloudy and all the way up to 78. Which means it's a pretty day there, man. Pretty day. Currently cloudy and 56 degrees in Costa Mesa, California. The home and corporate center of All Marine Radio. And looking today for a high of 68, 66 tomorrow, 70 on Friday, and then all the way up to 80 on Sunday. How about that? 80 degrees on Sunday. So we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your one and only home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. And press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad.
on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. Of this heartbreak, I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream, yeah.
Peyton Davis. And I want Peyton to go to North Carolina with me, but you can't. She got to work. Then she yells at me, dude. You gotta boot this thing in the ass and hire me, and I'll go with you. I'm like, I know. So it's called Hurt. All right, time to check the news now. Did you see the press conference? I was watching it live. Rahm Emanuel, and I'm certainly no fan of Rahm Emanuel, but whether that was low hanging fruit or whatnot, I don't know. But holy smokes, man! Rahm got after it yesterday. A whitewash of justice, but you have to remember, it is Chicago. It is Chicago, so isn't Chicago the original cradle of corruption? I think it is. So, you got that going for you. All right, some news stories. There's some great stories. Oh, man. You can't make this shit up. That's what's best. Let me start with a little bit of humor. No, let me finish my thought on Rahm Emanuel. So yesterday, all of a sudden, I don't know, towards the end of the show, boom, like all the charges against that dude are being dropped. What? Wait a minute. I saw the police press conference. Like, what happened? Right? And the operative, like, question is, are the Chicago Police Department that screwed up that they went on TV and just ripped that guy? And now the state's attorney is not going to prosecute. And then you have him going on and say there was never any doubt, blah, 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 blah. And he was a victim. And you're just like, what is going on in Chicago? Right? Again, it is Chicago, okay? So then, as I was sitting here working and doing what I do, all of a sudden there's going to be a press conference, and I see the chief of police and the mayor, like, milling about, and then they go on live. I was like, whoa, I want to hear this. Because, again, it was like, they're that screwed up, right? Okay, I'm all ears now. And the chief of police, man, he said, look, when people are innocent, they're not afraid to go to court. They know they'll win. Like, how this makes sense, he stands by. He said, I stand by every piece of evidence. I stand by the investigation that was done. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then the mayor gets on. Yeah, old Rob. He gets on, and you're like, whoa. You know? Yeah, and he says, this is a travesty, right? This is rich person's justice, right? OJ got it. Rich people get it all the time, right? You don't have the money and the high-powered attorneys and all the rest of that. This is your justice. Now, the good thing is that could he be recharged? The case is sealed. So it's like, that which we're discussing about the President of the United States, for whatever reason, what is the compelling public interest to this guy? I'm anxious to hear from the state's attorney in Cook County. Yeah, your basic cradle of corruption, Chicago. This dude walks away after what he did. So Rahm Emanuel says, look, the thousands, he forfeited his bond of 10,000. Ooh. Exactly. So pretty interesting little event. But again, you know what? I have to tell you that Rahm Emanuel. Now, whether that's just, whether he believes in his righteous indignation, or there's a chance to stand with the Chicago Police Department in solidarity, I'm not exactly sure, but Wookie, I certainly caught my attention yesterday. All right, some stories in the news. The first story, intoxicated Russian sailors rescued from deserted island after getting lost on a boat ride. I didn't make that up. Three sailors from a Russian cargo ship had to be rescued from a deserted island last week after being reported missing following a night of heavy drinking in a coastal town in Wales. The men reportedly left the bar in Barry, South Wales, at approximately 3:45 a.m. on March 20th, hopped aboard a dinghy they had commandeered, and set off for their ship docked across the Bristol Channel in Somerset, England. The UK's infamous fog, however, had other ideas, and before long the men were lost, and a 2019 remake of Gilligan's Island was underway. And then they actually have the lyrics. But they changed the lyrics at the end. So the lyrics for the Gilligan's Island are, so sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from an English port aboard a tiny ship. The mate was a drunken sailing man. It's actually pretty humorous. The skipper, brave and sure, three passengers set sail that day for an intoxicated tour. An intoxicated tour. The sailors eventually came ashore on the uninhabited Flatholm Island, cold, drunk, tired, and hungry. With the help of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution's volunteers, a search was launched when the cargo ship's crew reported that the three sailors being overdue for their 7 a.m. check-in. And then there's a picture of one of these Russians with a life vest around his head. The castaways, meanwhile, did their best to survive the tedious hours of their self-inflicted marooning, channeling their inner Alexander Selkirk, the 1700s privateer who spent over 4 years marooned in the South Pacific Island, on a South Pacific Island, before becoming the eventual inspiration for Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. Five lifeboats scouted the coastline of Flatholm Island and located the stranded sailors at about 8:30. A rescue helicopter also arrived on scene, but the sailors were deemed fit and sober to return to the harbor via a lifeboat. The shivering men were then transported back to Bari, where their drunken shenanigans had commenced. We are safe. We just want to thank the friendly people here, they said in a press release. Although they were stranded for nearly 5 hours, the men managed to avoid resorting to cannibalism no minor accomplishment given the acute hunger pangs known to accompany a drunken stupor. Additionally, no elaborate personas were created out of volleyballs gone astray. How about that for a little bit of humor and a little bit of good writing? That's awesome. J.D. Simpkin, writing about military culture. The Russians, man, they're drunken losers. All right, let's see. Pentagon to move forward on limits for transgender troops as final legal hurdle falls. And again, this is about deployability, right? And being fit to do what the DOD does. And I know people will portray it as other things, and maybe the president has a political agenda with it, but I can tell you from you know, living, look, if you're gay, nobody cares anymore. You know, whatever. What people are interested in is, are you worldwide deployable? And so when you're not, and you're going to be in that capacity for an extended period of time, you're discharged from the military, whether it's your knee, your shoulder, your head. So, but, you know, again, when we get into issues like the transgender issue and equality and things like that, it becomes a different issue. It's their right. And we've gone through it with gender integration, right? There's a reason we have a separate PFT for women. It's because they can't do the men's physical fitness test. And if you did them together, they wouldn't score as high, which means they're not eligible for promotion. And nobody can fairy dust that son of a bitch away. So whenever we have these real world impediments to service, we have to do something about it. And in this case, I think the DOD, and this is Secretary Mattis's work, as I've said before, has done the right thing. Let's see. Headline. Marine Corps is pushing a faster pistol qualification course with these changes. The Marine Corps is pushing a new sustainment pistol course that will speed up the annual qualification and shorten the amount of time Marines spend on the range. The new sustainment course of fire for the combat pistol program will have fewer training blocks and require 100 rounds of ammunition less than the normal course of fire for the annual program, according to an admin message published on Monday, normally known as an AMAR. Prior to the announcement of the new sustainment pistol qualification course, Marines had 5 blocks during their annual qualifications, 200 rounds of ammunition per Marine. The new sustainment course shortens the qualification block to 3 training blocks and 100 rounds. Marines qualifying on the pistol annually usually go through several training blocks and consist of dry fire, refresher training, with blocks 4 and 5 consisting of pre-evaluation shoot and then actual shoot themselves. The new 3-block sustainment course ties all the refresher training into 1 block with the pre-evaluation shoot and then qualification shoot. So there you go. Fewer days on the range. Some people will enjoy that. Other people not so much. VA recommends dropping the legal challenge over Blue Water Navy veterans benefits. Yeah, so this has to do with Agent Orange. Right. Thousands of Vietnam veterans who claim exposure to cancer-causing chemical defoliants during ship... Now, mind you this. We're 50 years, right? 50 years away from the, you know, probably the midpoint of the Vietnam War around 1967-68. 50 years removed from that. During an appearance before the Senate Veterans Service Affairs Committee, VA Secretary Robert Wilkie said he will not ask the DOJ to continue to fight the legal issue. Federal officials have until late May to appeal the decision issued by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuitry in January. Wilkie emphasized that other federal officials should still offer arguments in favor of filing an appeal, but his recommendation is likely to be an oversized factor in any decision, given the potential impact on his department. Letting the decision stand would give advocates for so-called Blue Water Navy veterans the victory they have been pursuing for more than a decade. They've been fighting this shit, arguing that thousands of ailing and aging Vietnam veterans have been unfairly blocked from collecting disability benefits for their on-duty injuries an estimated 90,000 individuals can receive medical care for their illnesses through the VA. But to receive disability benefits, which they're entitled to because they were exposed to Agent Orange, as long as they can medically prove it, up to several thousand dollars a month, they must prove that their ailments are directly connected to a toxic exposure while on active duty. So anyway, so that goes. Wilkie drops his. And that's the rub in what's going on today. What's going on today? You have essentially something very similar. Okay, and trying to get away from it. And that's what the DOD did. For 10 years, they've drugged this thing through the court. And it's what the DOD does, and it sucks. And so when you talk to people that are involved now that have been, you know, their kids have been affected by mold and their own respiration, their kids' respiration has been affected by mold or lead paint. And then some, so sadly, right, were affected by, their brains were affected by lead paint, and they're going to require care for the rest of their life. I mean, shit. And the DOD walks away from that stuff. So, anyway, it just sucks. Capitol Hill tries to deny Pentagon the use of $1 billion for the wall. The Pentagon's announcement that it would reprogram $1 billion in counter-drug funding to support the border wall was rejected Tuesday by the top Democrat of the House Armed Service Committee. On Monday night, acting Pat Shanahan said, we're going to reprogram this money. The committee denies this, Adam Smith wrote. The committee does not approve the proposed use of Defense Department funds to construct additional barriers. So where does that leave this? The denial set the stage for a potential legal challenge based on the DOD's reasoning for selecting the fund in the first place. The $1 billion was to be pulled from the Pentagon's counter-drug account, which allows it to construct some fencing and lighting, but may not support a full wall. So there you have it. So that's the next step. We're going to go to court, and we're going to figure out whether the DOD has the right. The fund is set up specifically for that. Notice they didn't use other funds that probably could have been challenged successfully. And so we'll see in court. Next story. Here are four things that DOD is doing to make your military move easier this year. Here you go. Marine Corps officials, for example, have issued PCS orders 160 days ahead of their report dates. That's a lot. That means you know, what, 5-6 months? Yeah, 5 months, over 5 months notice that you're moving. That's pretty good. Based on what people have heard, Marines are following advice and coming in early to set up moves. The peak moving season is May 15th to August 31st. My son and daughter-in-law are moving, right? During last year's moving season, a number of military families complained that problems such as delays in delivering household goods, damaging belongings, blah, 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 blah. All right. I want to see. Let's see. DOD is working on customer support to make improvements and listening to customer satisfaction surveys. Whatever. U.S. Transportation Command at move.mil has been revamped to be more user-friendly to include locator contact information for local people and property offices. All right. DOD has a new requirement that at least 50% of moves must be inspected for quality assurance in person at the home. Whoa. So there you have it. There's a few of them. So So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I mean, they're listening and they're trying. Normally they're listening and then they don't try. All right, top five stories in early bird before I get out of here. Number one, how the U.S. Army cut programs. To boost lethality. Last year, the U.S. Army leaders hunkered down and examined all of its programming to make decisions about where, when to pare back legacy weapons to make way for new and modern big-ticket items that fit more squarely with the service's focus on lethality. So, interesting article about the Army and legacy weapons, right? They've been in the inventory for decades. Number two, Pentagon to move forward on limits with transgender. We spoke about that. Three, a family of both blood and army sees their fallen receive the nation's highest honor. Number four, Palantir wins competition to build army intelligence system. Number five, here's what an early look at new officer Army greens. Army's redoing their uniforms. But I will tell you this, they need to. Their uniforms suck. And the pink and greens, those things are World War II uniforms. They look good. 22-year-old man who has heard for more than a decade of his soldier father's bravery will be able to witness his father posthumously receiving the Medal of Honor. Trevor Oliver will receive the award for his late father, Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins, and marks what his family and brothers in arms see as fitting for a man they saw show his character long before he sacrificed his life to save other soldiers. The article's pretty long. Let's see. Travis and a medic got out of the vehicle to separate the men. Aho trains his eyes on the medic who's not infantry. Travis can handle himself. Out of the corner of the eye, he noticed Travis and another man scuffle. Suddenly, Travis grips him into an almost bear hug, embrace, and slams a man to the ground. Honestly, the first thought that crossed my head was just how impressive the slam was. But in seconds, the scene turned strange. Once they hit the ground, Travis was moving his body over the man and to the side between he and the medic in the truck. And that's when the detonation happened, Aho said, A-I-J-O. In an instant, he thought they'd rolled onto an IED, but a grenade detonated vest filled with ball bearings and other shrapnel had been mostly absorbed by Travis's body. So this has been around, and, you know, for 10 years they've been trying to get him awarded the Medal of Honor. And I don't understand, if there were eyewitness accounts, what the problem has been. So anyway, congratulations to the Army for getting this right, and to the Oliver family on their award today. So they will receive the nation's highest honor, and Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins will receive it posthumously. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jeff Kinney and Tim Lynch are going to join us. Yeah. And we recorded this last night. It's a bit of a brawl. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? It's not pretty. So, don't touch that dial. More Balmarine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.